An openly gay high school football player in St. Louis got support from his classmates earlier this week after the Westboro Baptist Church showed up to protest him. Supporters used the hashtag #StandWithJake, Jake being Jake Bain, a senior at John Burroughs, a private prep school in St. Louis. And Jake Bain joins us now. Jake, thank you for being here, and I'm sure it's been an interesting week for you. Tell us more about what happened on Monday with the protest and the counter-protest.
Around 7:30 is when the Westboro Baptist Church started rolling in. And by that point, there was probably already 200 people that were outside with all kinds of signs in support of my community and in support of the LGBT community as a whole. In the morning in our auditorium, we had a bunch of student speakers come and talk to us, both speakers who were from the LGBT community and also people who were just allies of the community. And then we had an alumni video that a whole bunch of alumni sent in from all different classes. Like, the oldest class was, I think, 1958.
So incredibly proud to be a Burroughs alum, now more than ever. Love always wins. I stand with Jake.
I stand with Jake because I believe people should be valued for their contributions to society and not denigrated for how they were born. Thank you, Jake Bain, for standing strong.
Hey, Jake, this is Chine Du, former Burroughs Bomber, sending you love from Los Angeles. You are put on this earth to do everything you're doing right now. Stay strong, and I hope you feel all the love from everywhere.
Just wanted to say that I'm really proud of you guys for the way that you're sticking together and really supporting each other in the thick of adversity. Jake, man, your courage is unrivaled, dude. You got more courage than I had as a teenager, and it is an honor to stand with you.
So there was alumni from everywhere that were able to send in really supportive messages, so that was really great. And then just to go outside and just get to see all the amazing support, it was really special.
And a lot more supporters of you than members of the Westboro Baptist Church?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say they were probably outnumbered 3-1.
Why do you think they targeted you?
I think they targeted me because they saw that that a gay athlete was in the news and for the past couple weeks. And I think they honestly they got a little scared that people are starting to realize that it doesn't really matter if you're gay and that everybody should be treated equally. And so I think they kind of realize that the tides are changing, and as this generation and the next generations to come continue to grow and learn, I think more and more people are becoming accepting. And so I think that goes against everything that they stand for. So I think they've been trying to suppress any kind of person that wants to step out and show that you can be whoever you want to be. So I think that's the kind of the main reason why they decided to come after me.
Did it surprise you that they did?
Honestly, yeah, it did a little bit at first because I didn't realize that my story had gotten that big. Because I mean, I know, like, I've always seen Westboro Baptist Church in the news, protesting big events and things like that. So to hear that they were actually going to come to my school was pretty shocking to me.
The reason that you are so well known for being openly gay there is because you actually came out to your entire school last fall during a school assembly. Tell us what you did there and why.
So for National Coming Out Week, I'm one of the leaders of our club called Spectrum, which is the LGBT club at Burroughs, where it's basically just a support group for the LGBT community. And so for National Coming Out Week, we wanted to do something special in assembly. So we had a lot of people, if they wanted to, they could send in kind of like their coming out story or what it means for them to not be able to come out. And these were all read anonymously. And then for the last speech, I decided that I wanted to write a speech that was basically just for the kids who really weren't able to come out yet and they didn't feel comfortable in our community, because it really is an open community where everyone can be whoever they want to be. So I wanted to show people that and show people that it's okay to live your life however you want to and to not worry about what other people might think of you just because of your sexuality. So I think that was kind of my main message there, was to just to be somebody that the younger kids could look up to, because I know that when I was growing up, I never really had somebody that I could relate to and that that was going through the same things that I was. So I wanted to kind of make sure that the next generation of kids had that person.
In a lot of the stories about you, the headline includes the phrase, an openly gay football player. Do you think the fact that you are an athlete changes how your story is viewed?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's kind of the reason why my story has gotten big, is because there aren't really many openly gay athletes in college sports, and especially not in football. So I think the fact that more people are starting to realize that really anybody can be gay, there's no like set rules as to what you have to do if you're gay. Obviously people have their stereotypes, but there's not really one set of, like, there's not one type of gay. So, I mean, it showed a lot of people that, like, more and more people are becoming comfortable, and I just wanted to show that, like, playing sports and being gay, those two things can go together.
Has anything scared you about this whole experience?
I think my biggest fear has been that people will see this as just a special situation, and they won't realize that this is going on everywhere around the country. There's so many kids that are having to deal with the same things that I have to deal with, who may not get as much recognition, or their story may never be heard. So this is so much bigger than just me. It's just so many people out there that are going through the same things that I'm going through. So I just hope that a light is kind of shed on the entire community, especially of the youth.
I understand you've committed to go to Indiana State University to play football next year. What do you hope to do next?
Going to Indiana State is going to be really special. I mean, football has been my passion for as long as I can remember. I've been playing since I was 11 years old. So I mean, it's always been my dream to go on and to play Division I football. So the fact that I've kind of been able to fulfill that dream has really been special for me.
Do you think the people at Burroughs at your high school are going to remember you for this, for what just happened this week, or for other things?
I think I've been able to kind of leave a legacy of just the fact that really anything's possible. You can build your own path, especially coming from Burroughs. I mean, Burroughs is such a unique environment where there's been so many people that have come out of Burroughs to do great things in life. So I think the legacy that I'll leave is kind of just overall to show kids that you can really be whoever you want to be and to not really worry about that. I mean, I think I've been able to leave a legacy both on the football field and also just around the classroom and around our community as a whole. So I think it's been pretty special.
You think the Westboro Baptist Church is going to be back?
I don't know. I mean, I think after all the support that they saw, they now realize that this is a community that isn't going to take any hate, and we're not going to stand for people who are going to try to come after people of our own community. Because not only Burroughs, but the entire St. Louis community came out to show their support. So I don't know if they will actually come back. I mean, I know a lot of the thing, like you hear a lot of from the people who were saying that maybe we shouldn't have counter protesters because you don't want to give attention to the Westboro Baptist Church. So maybe they'll see that as an opportunity to try to spread their word, and maybe they will be back. But I mean, I think it's important to whenever there is a group of hate, like a hate group like this, it is important to make sure that everybody knows that we don't stand for this, and that we do have people that are willing to come out and show their support for our community.
That's Jake Bain, who is a senior and openly gay football player at John Burroughs School in St. Louis, where there was a Westboro Baptist Church protest of him this week and then a counter protest with the hashtag Stand With Jake. Jake, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.